We're recording now?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay, welcome to a very special episode of The Big Story, one that I didn't want to make. Today, though, is our first birthday, and we asked our listeners how they wanted us to celebrate. And it turns out, for whatever reason, you wanted us to talk. Just us, Claire and I. So we did, and there is no script, no guests, and very few edits. If you ever thought to yourself, I wonder what this podcast would sound like without everything that made me listen to it in the first place, then this one's for you. And actually, it really is for you, because this is probably as sincere as I'm going to be at any point for the next 15, 20 minutes. But you are the reason we made this show. The fact that you kept listening is the reason we kept making it. And the fact that you shared us on social media, or you told your friends, or you went out and rated us and reviewed us, that is literally the only reason we made it to year two. So thank you very much from Claire and myself and Ryan and Stephanie and Annalisa for listening and subscribing. You, my friends, are the real big story. It's horrible. Just roll the music. Start the show. Happy birthday!
Birthdays, they happen once a year.
Only once a year. Somehow, Claire, we are still here.
We're still here.
I'm a little stunned.
Me too. Not going to lie, when we first launched, I was like, is anyone really going to listen to this? And they do listen.
Yeah, and they actively listen.
How crazy is that? People like us.
They like you.
No, I think they like you.
I think we did this bit already. It's the only bit we have. So here is how it's going to go. Annalisa Nielsen dug into a ton of data on our show over the past year, because unlike some other forms of media, we can actually look at who's listened to what, where they've listened from, where they've downloaded from, how many times they've listened, all that kind of stuff. We also put a question or two out to our audience and asked them what we should talk about. And shout out to Arnaldo Quintini, because he actually stole my idea. He wrote, you guys should do a TBSP Uncut, where you have an in-depth discussion on the most listened topics of the year. Just a thought. But I had that thought like 3 or 4 days earlier. I just didn't tweet it because I didn't want to give it away.
We're going to share some stats, tell some stories.
Yes.
It's going to be a fun episode.
So if you ever wondered what the big story would be like with no story, this is that.
Ta-da. Okay, I want to start with some interesting stats.
Okay.
So over the past year, we've had listeners from guess how many countries?
Is it over 100?
Yes.
Over 150?
Yes.
I'm going to say 183.
We've had listeners from 209 countries and 6 continents, only missing Antarctica.
Well, there's no Wi-Fi in Antarctica.
That's true.
You have to download on like a sat phone. So listen, if you were planning your next vacation, we could use that 7th continent. Help us out.
So our top country, obviously, is Canada.
Yeah?
86% of our listeners are from Canada, which is kind of surprising.
That's a little low to me, yeah, to be honest. Because I will tell you, when we started this podcast, we did lots of stories from all over. We even talked about Donald Trump, talked about international relations. We talked about things going on in Mexico. And we quickly realized that there were like a billion podcasts doing that.
Yeah.
And more every day. Nobody was doing a daily news podcast in Canada that actually focused on Canadian stories. And part of that is because when you do a podcast, you want everybody in the world to listen to you. Really, I don't care about people beyond Canada.
Ouch.
I want them to listen to our stories. I want them to learn about our country. But they're being well served, especially Americans, by literally a dozen or more daily news podcasts.
Well, on that note, let me name the other countries that do listen to us.
Sorry, guys.
We have listeners from the US, the UK, Australia, Germany, South Africa, Mexico. We have some in India, France, Brazil. And at the bottom of the list, we have one download from Paraguay.
Nice. One download.
One download.
What about our stories? Where do they come from? Because I know Annalisa was looking at where in Canada we found all our stories.
As you mentioned, we do have some international stories, but mostly Canadian stories. The stories that we've covered have been all across the country. Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Manitoba, BC, PEI, Saskatchewan, Alberta, Nunavut, and Yukon.
So we're missing Northwest Territories and Newfoundland.
Yeah.
We didn't do a Newfoundland story yet?
No?
I don't think we did.
Oh, interesting.
It honestly shocks me that there are still places in Canada that we haven't covered. So if you are in Newfoundland or the Northwest Territories, hit us up. Come on. We're at the Big Story FPN on Twitter. In case you haven't heard me say it, like every episode, we take suggestions. Do you want to know what I have?
Yes.
I have a list of our most common guests. You can probably guess most of these names.
Yes.
I'm going to make you do it anyway, but first I just noticed, embarrassingly, that these are the top six guests and they are all male.
Boo.
That's
hey,
horrible.
You know what, though? I think we do a pretty good job at having...
We do.
Both like, men and women on this show. That's something that I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah, we can talk about that for a minute, because that's something that we talk about a lot, me
yeah.
and you.
And you know, I that's something that I do notice. If we have a week where there are a lot of men, I do notice that, and I think we should...
You
we
call need, us on it.
We need some more ladies.
You know what's funny is... I mean, it's funny in like a depressing, funny way, because I send out, and you can tell me too, because you sometimes send out emails or make phone calls trying to book guests, and so do I, and so does Steph Phillips, and sometimes Annalisa and Ryan do it as well. And I find that sometimes women, way more often than men, will say, I'm not sure I'm the right person for you to talk to about this.
Hmm.
And Lord knows I'm not... in a position to diagnose anything. But I think that's a problem we've heard about in lots of industries, right? Where men are super eager to be like, you're darn right, I'm an expert. I will talk to you about this. And women kind of feel like, well, you know, do I need to? I think this was something that they talked about on The Agenda, I think, if you remember that. There was a controversy around them not having as many women on the show.
Right.
Annalisa, do we have a number? Do we have a number of the gender breakdown? 60-40 men.
60-40. Okay.
I'm a little disappointed in that, to be honest with you. I'm not going to say it's more balanced than anybody in particular, but I am going to say that, like, I literally did a quick Google to see if there are studies done on experts quoted in Canadian media, and the number is 71-29.
Wow.
Male. So we're doing better. We got a way to go. Okay, so you're going to guess. It doesn't matter how many times they've been on, but these are our top six guests.
Okay.
I know you can get. I'd be shocked if you didn't get five out of these six.
Oh, I'm naming them?
Yeah, name the guests.
Aaron
you know
Hutchins.
Them. Aaron Hutchins.
Duh.
Yep.
Kyle Edwards.
Yep.
We've had David Mosgrop on a couple times.
Yes.
A few times, more than
more
a couple.
Than a couple.
Andre Demise.
Andre.
How many is that?
You missed one.
Who is it?
Cormac McSweeney.
Cormac.
Our man on Parliament Hill.
Of course.
The title for most frequent guest on the Big Story podcast is a tie between Aaron and Cormac.
That makes sense.
Which I think is awesome because Aaron tells amazing feature stories from weird places that nobody else would ever find. And we love him because he tells them so uniquely. And Cormac can explain almost anything, even the most complicated.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The complicated federal policy. Remember when we had to have him break down the carbon tax?
And SNC-Lavalin?
They do the exact opposite of each other, and they both do it so incredibly well at their own ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to see that reflected in the number of episodes they've appeared on. Moving right along, I believe, is the phrase. Now you know why we edit this podcast.
Something that I found really interesting was Annalisa put out a list of the most popular episodes, and two of the most popular episodes were from special weeks that we did.
Okay, so, one of them is from Pot Week.
Yeah, so we did a Pot Week, and we also did a Women's Week. And during the Women's Week, we just had women guest hosts.
Yes.
So two of our most popular episodes ever are from those weeks. So in the Pot Week, our most popular episode was, Daddy, are you doing the weed?
Yes.
And then
hugely popular.
And then, actually, that's the most popular episode ever.
Yeah, and you know why?
Why?
Guest was Kim Schiffman from Today's Parent. It came out 2 days before weed became legal, Today's Parent was doing a huge package on what this meant for parenting, with big features and personal stories and all that kind of stuff. And they included us in that package. And parents ask questions. The parents ask questions on the internet. And every time anyone in Canada would Google legal pot parenting, up they popped, up we popped. And like, to be fair, that's a huge question for parents. It's worth looking at now how much didn't change, because at the time, if you remember like 2 days before it became legal and we were doing this whole pot week and everything, it seemed like everything was going to be a huge mess and we didn't know what the country would look like and et cetera, et cetera. The intro to that episode. Ryan, play the intro to that episode. You ever met a child? They've got questions.
That's and fine. The main part is the...
You ever met a child?
Can we talk for like 2 seconds before we get back to the actual data here about how bad we were for like the first little while?
We weren't bad.
How bad I was.
You weren't bad.
I talked so fast.
Unless you're a high roller and really care about investments, you might have totally ignored the finance pages and Canada's interest rates for the past decade.
I didn't know anything.
The second most popular episode from one of those weeks was from our Women's Week, and we had Sarah Bosfeld and Anne Kingston, who talked about Jodi Wilson-Raybould.
Right.
And she testified in the most kind of extraordinary way, like just very calm, very methodical, very meticulous, never sort of giving away any like sense that she felt, you know, angry or anything like that. It was just very calm.
This was like right in the middle of the SNC-Lavalin stuff. And so everyone was wondering who this woman was. So they talked about her. And yeah, that's one of the most popular episodes that we've ever done.
That's because it was what we do when we do things well. It's like, here's a big topic that everybody's going to talk about. And here is an in-depth focus on one person at the center of it. So you actually learn something about them as opposed to just like, give me the facts. I'm proud of that episode, even though I had nothing whatsoever to do with it. What subjects have we covered the most?
I have the top five, I think.
I'm guessing these?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one.
Climate change.
Climate change is number two.
Oh. Number one. Housing?
No.
Like tech?
No, that's number three.
Oh my gosh.
Give up?
Yeah.
Federal politics.
Okay, well, yeah. That makes sense.
Once you think about it, you're like, yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just wait till the end of October and look at the numbers again.
Yeah.
We have covered federal politics 37 times over the course of this podcast. Oh. Now, some of those bleed into other areas.
Yeah.
Like, we've covered federal politics and climate change, obviously. And that counts for both of them.
And tech.
And tech. We've definitely done that. So I will give you a quick breakdown. You tell me what stands out to you.
Okay.
Canadian federal politics, 37 episodes. The environment, 25 episodes. 23 episodes on crime and justice. Technology and the internet, 23 episodes. Health, 23 episodes. And sports, 20 episodes.
20 episodes on sports? How did I allow that?
They're good episodes. They're good episodes, Claire. Last one. Annalisa also asked us for our favorite episodes each. So what I really wondered was if there was any overlap.
I'm sure there was.
Okay, you want to go first?
Okay. This is in no particular order.
Okay. Yeah, me too. And if you get one of mine, I'll ding you.
Okay. So one episode that I really liked was with Julie Van Roosendaal, who is a cook and a cookbook author.
Oh, yeah.
And she talked to us about how our eating habits are changing and how a lot of people are going vegan and vegetarian.
The interesting thing about the popularity of the neighborhoods and the cookbooks and the restaurants is that not everybody who consumes them or visits them or uses them are committed to a vegan lifestyle.
I just thought it was a really interesting conversation because I'm kind of one of those people. I'm always kind of wondering, like, should I be changing how I eat? I think I'm among that crowd. And she had a lot of really interesting things to say about it. And she's not even vegan or vegetarian.
Right. And since that episode, we've seen the rise of Beyond Meat to like crazy levels. So,
which is delicious.
It is pretty good. Yeah. I got to say, I always like when we're proven to be on trend months later. So shout out to that. Okay, keep going.
Okay, I also really liked our episode about the campus press.
Oh, nice one. Yeah. Eye-opener.
Yeah, we talked about a scandal that happened with the Ryerson eye-opener.
Luckily for us, what a lot of prominent journalists have said in our defense online, especially on Twitter, is that, yes, the Ryerson Students Union did this, and your ancillary fees go towards them, but your ancillary fees also go towards the student newspaper who broke the story.
We also talked about the province of Ontario making cuts to non-essential services in universities and colleges, and whether or not school newspapers fell into that category.
And what would happen to the media if they did?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here without the eye-opener.
You may have this one on your list. Our conversation with Kim Campbell.
I do have that one on my list.
I thought you would.
Because she was amazing.
She's a former prime minister. She talked to us about women being likable in Canadian politics, actually just politics in general.
I think it's a kind of an alchemy, a chemistry of, it's not just about being friendly. I think it's also being able to have that warmth while at the same time having the sense of strength. Because I think just to be friendly, you might not even get to that stage of the conversation.
She's Kim Campbell. She's so smart, so interesting.
She went on like a 3-minute monologue at the end of that episode that sounded like she'd written a speech the day before, but she wasn't. She was just talking because, you know, she's eloquent as all hell because she's prime minister. It's amazing. Anyway, yeah, that one's on mine. So that's one.
I obviously really liked our episode with Nav Bhatia.
So he called my name in the halftime. He took me to the center court in Skydome and gave me a very special jersey with the dinosaur and number one super fan written on it. And he announced to the whole arena, this is our super fan.
Yep, good one. I don't have that on mine yet, but that would be a close like 6 or 7.
Yeah, his story of basketball and being an immigrant in Canada, and it was great. And then my fifth one is the burnout syndrome episode we did.
Really?
Yeah. I really like a good mental health story.
We often saw burnout as a symptom of something deeper. We saw it as symptomatic of stress in the way that a runny nose is symptomatic of a fever.
Right.
But now in describing burnout as something that is tied directly to chronic workplace stress, we now can speak with it with a level of specificity and use the right language to validate people who are experiencing actual medical conditions that lead down the path of burnout.
I like it when we do mental health things.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better too. It's my way of getting free psychological advice.
Exactly.
So, you got Kim Campbell off my list. I like weird ones. I like the memeing of life.
Oh, it's a great one.
The meme was always social. It always had something to do with a shared understanding. But the technology to bring people together and facilitate sharing exploded in the post-internet world.
It takes a really simple thing and goes like, oh, hey, this is actually way, way, way more crazy than you ever thought about.
Uh-huh.
I had inside the secret finances behind the housing crisis.
It is the biggest business on the planet. And people with money, they're not so amazingly brainy. They just run after where's the best business. And this is where they are right now.
I really like exploring things that like really frustrate people and people feel a certain way about them, but the people who are actually doing the work can tell you that there's a whole nother set of forces at play that are just pulling us along and we don't even understand them. And that documentary.
Push.
Yeah, Push, that they made was phenomenal. Last two. So a couple of eco-warriors walk into a Fort Mac bar.
Oh, yeah.
Global warming is emerging as a genuinely perilous threat to forms of existence on the planet as we're familiar with. As you'll read, and most everybody who reads any kind of contemporary media, you will know that virtually every single climate scientist working today is issuing dire warnings.
A trio of folks who were hippies in BC and decided to do some research out in Fort Mac and ended up talking to people about common ground. I think one of the themes we've had a lot is like how to talk to people on the opposite side of the political spectrum about things that legit impact both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, let's talk about your name.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one.
With El Amin Abdel Mahmoud.
I don't think names have to be boring. I think names are partially a story. And so if we stop telling those stories and we start to invent new ones, part of that means digging for some really strange names.
Anyway, those are my 5 favorite episodes.
So we sent out a tweet just asking people to send us their comments and their questions. And we got some really good responses. We got one from Renee.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the grizzly and the flood stories were excellent. So the grizzly one, she's referring to the one about the bear attack, the deadly bear attack. And the flood would be the flooding in Toronto.
Yeah.
So she says, the grizzly story was very sympathetic and offered a new viewpoint into it. The flood story was horrifying and pointed out that Toronto and the province need to do something to address climate change.
Nice.
And that's, you know, that's exactly what we were going for both those episodes. So that's really awesome.
Yeah. Also, can I just give a shout out to this guy? And I don't really want to give a shout out to him, so I'm not actually going to say his name here. But we post our stuff on a lot of outlets. And this guy finds where our stories are posted every single day and responds with a simple, like, four-word crappy comment. So the other day, we did this in-depth story on PharmaCare with Cormac, you remember. And it went out trying to tell people what was up, what it's going to look like, et cetera, et cetera. This dude's comment, Trudeau is corrupt.
We also have Tilly on Twitter who said, thank you for the deep dives behind the scenes on the biggest stories of the day. Keep up the good work and happy anniversary. Thanks,
That's
Tilly.
That's nice. Marcy or Mars. I don't know how to say it. The problem with Twitter, it's M-A-R-C-E. How did you pronounce that? Anyway, Mars or Marcy, depending on how you want to pronounce it, and I don't know which, writes, I heart this podcast so much. I devour nearly every episode the moment it's live. It goes live at 4 a.m., so she's getting up early. No idea how you do such great stories daily, but never stop. The rat one was super interesting. I don't come across many rats, which makes this important for me, because I would have stayed ignorant.
No.
I would have liked to stay ignorant. The rat one, by the way, a lot of people felt a way about the rat one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have rats in your house, and they're, you know, in the walls and whatnot, and you're laying out traps, but they're not going after them, meanwhile they're mating and multiplying, you can see how that... So I would call an exterminator, and I really feel for people for whom that's not an option.
I got some really good texts. By really good texts, I mean horrifying texts. I just got another one this morning. It's like, hey, I just finally listened to that one. I found a rat in my toilet once.
Ew.
Like, great.
That's disgusting.
You don't need to tell me that. Nice TJ says, happy birthday. I like that person. They always say nice things about us. Frequent big story guest, Fatma Syed, says, I think the one-year anniversary episode should be Jordan's unfiltered rants about the world. Those are called the intros. We did that. It would also be our last anniversary because we wouldn't last very long.
We also got one from Sarah Bosfeld, who has been a guest host a few times.
Sarah.
And she says, I've loved how the big story has elevated the stories and voices of women, whether that's Ebony Renee Baker talking royals and race, Ashani Nath hopping in the host chair on occasion or discussing issues like domestic violence, as they did this week regarding stalkerware. Happy birthday, y'all.
And Sarah doesn't give herself enough credit because she actually led a couple of those discussions.
Yep.
So happy birthday to you too, Sarah. How about this from Lisa? I'm a newer listener, but was quite engaged by the food security discussions, as well as the emotional look back on the Humboldt tragedy 1 year later.
Right.
Food security was an interesting one. We've talked about food a lot on this podcast. Thank you to everybody who reached out, even if it was just with a like on Twitter. Listen, every little engagement matters when we look at the data at the end of the year, as you can see from this episode. But no, seriously, if you've listened to us for the past year, whether it was one download or 250, we really appreciate it because, like Claire said at the beginning, we had no idea whether this would work or not. And it really has. And now neither of us want to do anything else.
True that.
So thank you so much. I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings.
And I'm Claire Broussard, lead producer of this podcast. We want to thank all of the amazing guests that we've had over the year, and also a big thank you to the team.
Ryan Clark, associate producer.
Stephanie Phillips, associate producer.
Annalisa Nielsen, digital editor.
I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to a real guest tomorrow. Roll the bloopers, Ryan. Please review wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify. And of course, we're our blah. Or come talk to us on social media at The Big Story. No, at Big Story FPN. What is our thing? Every day this week, we will sit down with one of our favorite people to talk to them about the topics. To talk to them about the topics. Issues. Free drugs? I shouldn't do that one. To celebrate, me and Claire...
Claire and I.
She said Claire and I. Sarah, thank you for being here.
It's Jenny. Jennifer.
I just talked to Sarah. Oh my God. Good start.
Yeah, no worries.
Because I just mentioned Sarah from the Toronto Star. That's where it came from.
I know.